Radio Prague News.
Former Czech President Václav Havel has been hospitalized with acute respiratory inflammation. The ratification of the Czech opt-out from the Lisbon Treaty should not complicate Croatia's accession into the bloc, according to President Václav Klaus. And the unemployment rate in the Czech Republic dropped slightly in February to 9.6%. Former Czech President Václav Havel was taken to Prague's military hospital on Tuesday with acute respiratory inflammation, his assistant said. Mr. Havel came down on Monday with respiratory problems and cancelled his program for the next 2 weeks. The former dissident and politician, however, hopes to attend the premiere of his film debut, Leaving, scheduled for the 22nd of March. Respiratory illness is a high-risk problem for the 74-year-old former president. He underwent a lung operation in 1996 to remove a malignant tumor and has since been hospitalized on numerous occasions. The ratification of the Czech opt-out from the EU's Lisbon Treaty should not complicate Croatia's accession to the bloc, Czech President Václav Klaus said after meeting the Croatian head of state Ivo Josipovic in Prague on Tuesday. In 2009, President Klaus ratified the Lisbon Treaty on condition that the Czech Republic is granted an opt-out from the Charter of Fundamental Rights. The exemption is said to be ratified as part of Croatia's EU accession treaty. However, several EU member states have suggested that exemption is ratified separately, which would greatly diminish chances of the opt-out's approval. The European Parliament passed on Tuesday a resolution criticizing Canada's visa requirement imposed on Czech citizens 2 years ago. The resolution also calls on the European Commission to push Ottawa to lift the requirements. If the situation is not resolved, retaliation by the EU will soon follow. Czech MEP said the resolution was a great success for the Czech Republic that's been pushing for the lifting of the visas ever since they were introduced in 2009. Ottawa reimposed visas for Czech nationals in July of that year to curb the number of Czech asylum seekers in Canada, mainly members of the Romani minority. The unemployment rate in the Czech Republic dropped slightly in February to 9.6% from 9.5% registered the previous month, according to figures released by the Labour and Social Affairs Ministry on Tuesday. The number of new jobs increased by 2.5%. At the same time, Labour offices around the country registered some 5,000 job seekers fewer than in January. The areas with the highest unemployment rate include Jeseník in northern Moravia with over 20% jobless rate, the region of Most in northern Bohemia with over 16%. The capital Prague saw the lowest unemployment rate with 4.1%. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days should see clear skies with daytime highs of around 8 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and that's the end of the news.